It's Monday, April 12th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The post-pandemic beauty boom is here as people are ready to emerge from the pandemic and be seen in person again. No more hiding behind Zoom calls, the demand for beauty services is roaring back, and it's not just a regular color and cut. People are signing up for all that they can. Businesses that offer cosmetic injectables and other skincare services are projecting their busiest summer yet, and are even considering expanding locations. Amanda Mull, staff writer at The Atlantic, joins us for why America is about to go Botox wild.
Thanks for joining us, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me.
Amanda, I always love reading your articles, and this one, the headline struck me right away, and so I had to read it. America is about to go Botox wild. So that caught me right away, and then I started reading into it, and you know, a lot of this rings very true. You know, millions of Americans are starting to get vaccinated every day. And you mentioned that the beauty industry is poised for an unprecedented summer boom. We're preparing from this world of Zoom or just staying at home, not seeing many people, hiding our faces behind masks, to this world where we're going to be seen by people, this regular part of human experience. It's going to come back up and not behind these computer screens and not behind these masks. And we want to look our best. And a lot of places are already seeing increased bookings, procedures, Botox, haircuts, everything. The beauty industry is kind of going to be coming roaring back on all of this. So Amanda, tell us a little bit about why you wrote this.
I got the idea for this because a couple of weeks ago, after I had had my first shot of the vaccine, it was a Friday night, I think. It was too cold outside to do anything here in New York. And I was sort of like lying on my couch watching HBO Max or something like that. And just, I guess, processing the fact that in a few weeks, I will be able to do things like reasonably safely that I haven't been able to do in over a year. And what do I want to do? Like, what are my options? What are the things that would be fun, that would be comforting, that would make me feel good about moving into the future, I suppose? And I realized that, like, over the course of the past year, occasionally I had had these thoughts here and there about, like, maybe when the pandemic ends and I can do it again, I will cut all my hair off. Maybe I will try a new color. Maybe I will start getting fake nails again. I stopped a couple of years ago. Maybe I will try some lip filler for the first time. I have never had anything done to my face, but like maybe now is the time. Just like all of these services that require an expert, that require going to someplace and sitting in really close proximity with somebody for a reasonably long period of time to have an expert do something and then you emerge changed in some way, even if it's usually just for a little while. Like all of that sounded just really fun to me and like a set of possibilities I wanted to explore or at least sort of look into a little bit and see what I could do. And I tweeted something about it just to sort of like a little joke about wanting lip filler because it struck me as such a ridiculous thing to be thinking about after receiving my first of this miraculous set of vaccinations that has been developed to solve this worldwide problem. So I tweeted a little bit of a self-deprecating joke about it, and I got all these responses from people who were like, this is the light at the end of the tunnel for me. I just want a massage. I just want to be able to get a pedicure again. I just want to get my first haircut in a year. Right. So it seemed like a lot of people were really craving these like little indulgences and luxuries, the things that sort of got completely wiped off the face of the earth last year.
Yeah, and it's so true. I mean, really, psychologically, almost everybody is a little different than they were than when the pandemic started. You know, everything shut down. We were at home for long stretches of time. We've talked about this before, about these categories of friends that you lost, these acquaintances that are no longer there. You know, all this stuff is coming back and we're different people. And as you mentioned, you know, you might want your appearance to be different. You want to look good. I think you said something about Americans are ready to be hot again and start going out. So that's the next thing. So tell me a little bit about, you know, some of these services that kind of track these bookings in the beauty industry and how that's been going up, because we're seeing the numbers there already. People are going out getting these services, but they're not just doing the one-off, you know, the haircut or the Botox maybe. They're going and they're doing everything all at once.
The beauty industry is a little bit hard to track because so many of the types of businesses that offer these services, salons, nail places, spas, things like that, are small or independent businesses. So I found a company called Gloss Genius, which is a software platform that manages online bookings and payments for tens of thousands of beauty businesses across the country. And they were able to go into their data and look and see like what the trends had been over the past year, how things had fallen off, where it had come back, when, why, and then what people have been doing now since the first of the year, when in a period when we've had some optimism about vaccines and like a light at the end of the tunnel. And what the head of that company told me is that since January, bookings are up more than 20%. Overall, like people making appointments have just risen really, really sharply. And that's pretty much across the country and in lots of different types of locations. Tipping is up. People are tipping 15% more. But the most interesting thing that she said was that a lot of the average ticket price was also up. So people are spending more money, getting more services in one go. Like they're going to the nail salon and not just getting a pedicure, but they're getting everything. And I confirmed this with a couple of providers who are seeing that in their own businesses. And she said that a lot of the growth in ticket price is in people who are booking things that they've never tried before, who are, instead of just being like, oh, I want to go back to the hair color I was doing before. I want to go back to the Botox I was doing before. I want to just get the pedicure I used to always get. So it's not just like a nostalgia for our old routines. I think that there is a very real desire among people to just take a little bit of control over how they re-enter the world, to treat themselves a little bit if they have the resources to do it, to just like do something that makes them feel happy and makes them feel comforted.
That's a very good point. Kind of this re-entry into that normal world, let's say, the re-emergence. Because when the pandemic hit, the need for these services didn't go away. You know, people were calling their stylists, their barbers, whatever, saying, can you come and do like a home visit? You know, I need to get my haircut. It's been months. And we know that was happening. A lot of us have done, you know, did that. Or when things eased up, and, you know, that was one of the first things people did. So the maintenance part of it kind of was always there. But this part of it is different now. You know, now it's kind of, you know, people have likened it to the roaring 2020s. What is this new thing going to be? And as you've been mentioning, people kind of want to impress. They want to reinvent themselves if they can. Going through these hard times like this makes you want to make those changes.
Over the past year, you are absolutely correct in that demand didn't go away. It's something that has popped up in my work again and again. And I wrote something about people nervous about losing their beauty services at the beginning of the pandemic. So this feels sort of like a bookend to that. And what was true in, you know, before, as all this was starting and now, is that people's identities and their sense of self is expressed through their appearance. So even if you're not seeing anybody, even if you're not trying to adhere to any certain beauty standard, being able to determine things about your appearance and feel like they reflect who you are and who you understand yourself to be is really important for a lot of people's like psychological health, regardless of it reflecting a need to socialize or to appear a certain way to others. That is just like a really inherent part of human identity, and it has been for all of human history. You find that sense of a needing to adorn oneself going back thousands of years. But then there's also this element of human psychology. I found a really interesting study from a few years ago about the fact that having like a very acute stress event in your life, whether it's a breakup, a divorce, a death in the family, something like that, a personal hospitalization, makes people much more likely to make drastic changes in their appearance afterward. So what you see is people trying to like sort of assert some kind of control over their future through their bodies, through hair color, through cutting bangs, things like that. Breakup bangs are like a cliche for a reason. That's really something a lot of people do to react to that kind of trauma.
Right.
And then you've just got an entire nation of people who have been through an acute stress event together at the same time and who are going to be sort of emerging from that through vaccination in like over a relatively short period of time. You know, everybody's getting them at different times, but it's within a few months of each other. So you've got this sort of not just pent up demand from not being able to access these services for over a year for some people, but you've also got this brand new fresh demand of people being like, that was awful. This past year was so bad. I just want to take some control of something that I can control and feel like I can go confidently into the future. And for a lot of them, that's going to be something about their physical appearance.
I'm right there with you. And with all those people, I grew a pandemic beard throughout this whole thing. I'm probably going to keep it. You know, I was clean shaven through my entire life up until, you know, throughout the pandemic. So that's one thing that I have now. I'm probably going to keep it for a little while. We'll see how long that lasts. But I'm right there with you on all of that. And so we'll see what the beauty boom looks like, especially right now going into the summer months. So we'll see how that all plays out. Amanda Mull, staff writer at The Atlantic, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.